Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. Wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Tarot Tuesday. I am thrilled that you were either listening live or in Technicolor. We've got a full show tonight with our returning tarot expert, Tarot Jeff. Will be with us in just a real quick moment. But before we get to that, I always like to do our little disclaimer of the night. So that way we said that, you know, we've crossed our I's and dotted our T's. So everybody who's new to the show, just sit back and relax. We're going to have a fun time tonight. And this basically is just our little way of saying, you know, take it for what it's worth. So here we go. A tarot reading is like a map describing how the road ahead may appear at this moment in time. It is not set in stone. It does not tell you what you have to do. Your choices are always up to you. If you shift your path, the road ahead will likely also shift. It is also possible that a curve appears up ahead that was not visible at the moment of the reading. Energy is always changeable. A reading by a well-experienced reader, like Tarot Jeff, offers guidance for making wise choices based on the lay of the cards. Tonight's show is for entertainment purposes, so if you are a caller, you have to be at least 18 years of age to call in. And always remember, a tarot reading is never a substitute for medical, psychological, financial, or legal counseling. The information provided in the tarot reading is not legally binding. You agree to take full responsibility and to bear all liability for your interactions with the advisor and the results thereof. There. Now, with that little formality out of the way, it's my pleasure to welcome Tarot Jeff back to Rated G Radio. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I'm so excited to have you here tonight, Jeff. One of the things that I am just so pleased with is we've got already a full show with callers, so we're going to get to as many of you as we can tonight. If I've not screened your call yet, hang tight during some of Jeff's readings with the other callers. I'll get to as many of you as we possibly can, but our goal will be to take as many calls as possible. In doing that, we are always trying to be respectful of the listener's time, and so we call this the five-minute three-card read. So when you when your line is unmuted and you're brought to the line, we're going to ask you to say, you know, your time starts now, and then you'll be able to ask Jeff what's in the cards for me, or if you have a specific question, not a list of them, but a specific question, he will address that with your time with him. We'll also tell you that if you are interested in doing a more in-depth reading, whether it's intuitive or tarot card or just counseling outside of what you would like to do on the show, or if you don't want to call in because you're scared, email Jeff at tarotjeff@gmail.com, and you can get a Rated G Radio special. If you mention this radio program, you'll get a discounted rate for your hour session. And if you are a listener to the show, Jeff will also offer a 30-minute session for $50. So that's something he doesn't normally do. He normally only offers hour sessions. So you can kind of get like you can kind of dip the toe in the pond, so to speak, if you'd like to get your feet wet a little bit. But just email Jeff at tarotjeff@gmail.com, and he will contact you, and you can schedule your time together, whether it's live or over the telephone, just like we're doing today. So, Jeff, do you think we should get started?
Well, if you're done talking here.
Okay, I'm done.
Usually, ladies and gentlemen, Gareth's got to pull the plug on me. I'm the guy that just doesn't stop talking.
Of lemon juice. I'm sorry, because, you know, that just gets me going.
Gareth. Garrett's a live wire tonight. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we should get started tonight, Garrett, because as you talk, every week I pull a card for you, and that's what I was doing while you were talking. So you get Garrett gets a one-card, one-minute reading for the week, and everybody else gets 5 minutes. And, Garrett, I've got my Mickey Mouse Sorcerer's wristwatch here, so maybe I'll actually be able to keep on that 5 minutes.
Okay, and I actually do have a little timer that hopefully I'll have turned up loud enough, so if it comes on, we'll be able to keep track. So there we go.
We'll work on it, folks, ladies and gentlemen. It's not an exact science. So even rocket science can go bad if you've been watching the news today. So
there's that.
Yeah, unfortunate. out there watching the space station. But so Garrett, your card tonight is a major arcana, and I like it a lot.
Good.
It's not always the jazziest card that people get, and people don't always get it, understand it. But it's the Hermit card, and it's the number 9 in the major arcana. And this is a card where there's an elderly gentleman with a staff and a robe. He looks a little bit like a wizard. He's got a lantern. The lantern is lit. He's standing on the top of a mountain range and he's looking down. Basically, this always reminds me of the story of Diogenes, who's wandering the world with a lit lamp in the daytime looking for an honest man. And that's kind of a cynical way of looking at things. But this hermit represents solitary thought, soul-searching, the quest for personal truth and ethics. And I think that's with all of your successes recently and all of the ways, the different directions that you're going, I think this is kind of important for you to remember that there is this part of yourself, that hermit, that inner self, and to always be going out, out, out. You don't want to lose your own personal ethics, your own personal line of demarcation, what you will and will not do. So I'm kind of interested to see how this card plays out for you over the next week. That Hermit card, like I say, it's an important card. It's Major Arcana. So interesting time for you to get that. So pull yourself in, pull your energy in a little bit. Ask yourself, is this really what I want to do? If a new project is presented or if you meet somebody, is this somebody I want to be associated with? And that's what I got for you tonight, Mr. Miller.
Well, very good. I will take that, and I will hermitize that for the rest of the week.
Get me to a hermitage.
Hermitize. Okay. So with that, everybody, now it's all about you, the listeners. So without further ado, our first call tonight is going to come from Dijon, and you are live with Tarot Jeff, and your time starts now. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you, Dijon?
I'm pretty good myself.
Good. What can we do for you tonight?
I was wondering if you see me traveling during the holidays this year.
Traveling during the holidays? Out of state. Well, let's take a look here. See if the cards give us any indication of travel. Yeah, and actually they do. And it's interesting. There's a couple things that happen before you travel. You have three cards here, Dijon. One of them, the very first one is the Four of Pentacles. Pentacles represents your physical self, the things that you say mine about that are in the physical world, so my house, my car, my clothes, my hair, my physical body. But a lot of times we kind of simplify pentacles and we say coins and make them mean money. In this case, I'm going to touch on that a little bit, the money aspect, because you have the Four of Pentacles and then you have the Eight of Pentacles. Now, these are very balanced. These are very strong cards in terms of what they represent, fours and eights. What I'm seeing you do here is kind of count the cost, check and make sure the tires are balanced, make sure that the car's got oil or whatever mode of transportation you're going to take is ready for you. And I think that this is a trip that you really want to prepare for. And you do want to check everything out. But I think you're kind of on solid ground for that traveling if you choose to do it. Now, this is a big part of this because the Six of Wands is your final card. And as that comes up, the picture on it is a man who is mounted on a horse. He's in a parade. He's got his staff that he's holding above him. And he's sort of like he is the parade. He's got people around him who are kind of cheering him on. And the horse is looking out at us, and the horse is happy to have the rider. They're well-dressed. They're well-attired. Sixes are about peace, reconciliation, sharing. But the important one there is they're also about restabilization, the sixes in the tarot deck. And so my question to you would be, if we were doing a longer reading, John, what's the purpose of the trip? Why would you want to do this? Because if it's about restabilization, if it's about finding some level of reconciliation with somebody else, I think it's got a very, very strong chance of doing that. If you're traveling to get away from somebody, that's okay too, and that's sort of like reconciliation with yourself that you don't want to deal with something at home. But I think that whatever your purpose in doing this, just make sure that that you're leaving as a balanced person, and that you're traveling as a balanced person, and that your expectation is to restabilize relationships, or I'm just going to leave it at that, restabilize relationships in some manner, some fashion. So absolutely, I think that we've got a very, very strong three-card reading for you. And like I said, we don't always get such clarity in a short reading of this, but I would say go for it. Go for the trip. I think you'll have a good time, and I think it'll be a pleasant experience to you and anybody else that's involved. That makes some sense to you?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Deshaun. Thanks for the call tonight. Good luck to you, and keep us posted. And our next call is coming from Marilyn. Marilyn, you are live with Tarot Jeff, and your time starts now.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm doing well, thank you. I would love to get feedback on work career, like in the more near future. Job, I guess more job money kind of thing.
Job money. Are you looking to change career?
I am completely open to whatever the universe wants to bring me, but it needs to be money.
Well, okay, here's what I'm going to say to you. First of all, being completely open, that's sometimes a good thing. But that's not playing. That's not you, Marilyn, playing to your strengths. And I'm going to tell you why. The way the cards read tonight, you have two. Well, you have three very strong cards. Two of them are major arcana, and they go right in a row. The major arcana. Let me just do these cards one by one here. The very first thing that you get is the Chariot. The Chariot is all about forward motion. It's always about balanced movement. It's all about you getting in the driver's seat and saying, this is where I'm going. That's kind of why I'm saying, Marilyn, don't just be open to whatever the universe hands you, because the universe needs people to go to third world countries and help take care of people. The universe needs people to fill in where there's weaknesses, and I don't think that that's exactly what you want to do. I don't think you want to work for the Red Cross necessarily. I think you're looking for something a little bit more fulfilling for yourself. First of all, being charitable is not necessarily foreign to you, but I think you need to be driving your life to a higher level at this point in time. And that card that comes up, that Chariot, that number seven in the Major Arcana, it almost always indicates physical movement of some sort. So the changing of a job or the transfer to a different place, keeping your job but transferring to a different place, these are all very, very strongly within the realm of possibility, and I would even go as far as say probability for you over the next few months. Now, the second card that you have here is the Page of Cups. Pages are all about learning, knowledge, messaging, messages coming to you. Cups is about your heart's desire, and I want you to really start to think about what your heart desire is. Get out of your head, think about what your heart wants. Ask your heart, how do we feel about this? How do we feel about the job we have? How would we feel if we were working in another place in the world? And as you begin to ask yourself that, that's when the universe starts to kick in, Marilyn, and takes you, opens up roadways and paths to where you want to go, to where your heart's desire is. So don't be passive about this situation. Don't say, oh, I'm open to whatever the universe says. That's a nice metaphysical blah, blah, blah. But we need to get away from that a little bit and start directing our energy and stop being so passive about what the universe wants for us. And start asking the universe, start directing the universe. We're aspects of the universe. We are particles of the universe. We have this creative fire within us, and we can create our lives. Now, here's why I'm being so strong with you. Because your third card is the eight of the major arcana. Remember I said the Chariot was a seven. The eight of the major arcana comes up as your third card, and that's the Strength card. And this is a powerful, powerful card is the Woman She has the infinity symbol above her head. She's capable of anything. She's holding a lion by the head and actually has her hands by the lion's mouth. The lion is not biting her, not attacking her. The lion's at her mercy. And I like that. I like that image for you. You are the tamer of wild energies. You are strength. You are capable of tapping into that infinity symbol. You know, what that represents is the universe, the power of the universe. It's infinite. You can tap into that, and you can control whatever situation you want. Now, am I getting through to you on this, Marilyn?
Yes.
Take charge of the situation, okay? Don't be passive about this. You can be peaceful about it. You can accept what happens, but you can also request certain things. You can also say, this is what I would like to see for myself. This is my heart's desire. This is where I want to live. This is the type of house I want. This is the type of car I would like to have. All of these things, you see. Okay?
Yeah.
And you've got the power. I'm assuming that's the chime right there.
That is the chime.
Thank you. That was lovely.
So, all right.
Thank you
so
very
much. So there you
go.
There you go, Marilyn. I really think that this is a very strong reading for you. And again, it's a very short 5-minute, 3-card reading. But I think you've got a lot of potential here. And I think you need to say, yes, this is what I want. And not just take what's been coming, you know, because what's been coming to you has been okay. But it can be a lot better. And you need to say, this is what I want. Okay?
I will. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Marilyn. Have a great night.
Thank you. You
thank
too.
You. Take care.
Bye.
Okay. And our next caller tonight is Stacy. Stacy, you are live with Tarot Jeff, and your time starts now.
Hi.
Hi, Stacy. How are you tonight?
I'm fine, thank you.
Could
you tell me what you see for me in regards to career, please?
Career, I can tell you exactly what I see for you regarding career. And again, so far, all of the readings tonight have been very, very strong. We're getting some people calling in that are very, very strong people. Your reading begins with the Queen of Pentacles. Now, earlier we were talking about Pentacles as representing things that define you on the planet. My car, my job, my clothes, my hair, my physical self. Not so much the things you think or feel, but here's the Queen. And the Queen represents this very peaceful but very strong ruling energy about your physical life. Now, I think you have this energy. I don't think you've been exercising it as strongly as you possibly can. Sometimes we're told that, you know, we have a position or a place in life, and we sort of accept that, especially when we're young. You need to reexamine your life and find out who's really in charge, and don't be too surprised when you find out that it's you, and that you can kind of dictate and create and make the law. So we're really kind of harkening, we're building on the reading just before this a little bit. Powerful, powerful yin energy, powerful woman. In this case, you, the Queen of Pentacles. Now, the reason I'm saying that you need to change the way you're thinking about that is your second card comes up, and that's the Ace of Swords. Aces represent beginnings. Aces represent existing potential. So those are the things that are within you. And the swords represent your thought pattern. Change the way you're thinking, okay? Change the way you're thinking about yourself. Now, very specifically, you're asking me about kind of career, future of your life. I'm sensing that this is a bigger question than just what your initial words were. I think you really want to step back and look at what you have right now, because it's okay, and if you live like you're living, it would be okay. A lot of people have a lot less. The world is sometimes very imbalanced in certain senses. You have much more than a lot of people, but there's a lot more available to you in terms of a quality life, not necessarily a quantity of things, not necessarily a string of houses or a string of cars or even strings of pearls. It's but something of good quality for you, something that represents you, your inner self. Now, what's going to have to happen here is you're going to have to learn a little bit about energy. Your third card tonight is the Page of Wands. Pages, again, they're all about learning. They're all about understanding knowledge, gaining knowledge, disciplining yourself. And a person who's disciplined is a disciple. That doesn't mean you're the disciple of a particular religious order. You're a disciple because you're learning things about something. And in this case, you're learning about your own personal energy. That's what Wands represents. So this is really a much bigger picture for you. And I wish we had a little bit more time and some more cards to go into on this, because I think that there's a bigger thing going on here for you. And you've got the power. You've got the ability to do that. But what I want you to do is I want you to kind of, as you begin to realize this, first of all, don't be surprised at it, but take it slow, change the way you think about things, move yourself forward by learning about energy, about the things that are around you, and how to commit yourself to a course. Don't be afraid to leave old things behind. All right, and that's really, I wish we had much more time to talk about that, because leaving the old things behind is going to be very key for you. All right?
Okay.
Great.
Okay, there we go, Stacey. Thank you very much for your time, and I appreciate you calling in tonight. And let's see, our next caller of the night is Keisha. Keisha, you are live with Tarot Jeff, and your time starts now.
Hi, my name is Keisha, and I'd like to know, do you see me moving?
Do I see you moving? You mean like on the dance floor?
I do that already, but I need to physically move from one place to another.
need to physically move, huh? All right, let's take a look.
Move there. House. Yeah.
Move house, okay. Well, here's the thing, Keisha. I don't necessarily see specifically that you're moving. What I do see I'm gonna kind of read this as some challenges to your life, but good challenges, things that are gonna eventually make things better for you. The very first card that comes up is the Judgment card. It's a major arcana, and the Judgment card sometimes can be a little scary, but that's a release from old patterns, essentially. But it's also a restoration of the vision for the future. It's you maybe starting over. You may be losing some things here, Keisha, and you may be starting over. But the second card that comes up is the Ten of Pentacles. Ten of Pentacles also kind of indicates that ending and beginnings. So when I see the Ten come up, I sort of assume that somewhere there's a happy ending. But it's not just, it's not necessarily where you're at the moment, and it's not necessarily the transformation that you go through is always all that happy. It's when you get to the other side, you go, wow, that was a little rough, but things are better now. Mm-hmm. And so this is kind of what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a real transformation for you, kind of a starting over in a lot of ways. Now, the reason that I have a little trouble with this in terms of being all happy, happy, joy, joy. And I'm not that kind of a reader where I always tell everybody such great, great good news.
Mm-hmm.
This final card is the major arcana, and it's the Justice card.
Mm-hmm.
The Justice card is, it often is an invocation of law.
Mm-hmm.
So lawyers may be involved, and I always hate to see lawyers get involved. Lawyers may be involved in this situation to some degree, but I think that they're going to be helping you in the long run, because the Justice card is also about balancing of karmic law. So there's been an imbalance in your life, and you have an opportunity to rebalance things. The idea of moving from one geographic location to another, that can help balance things out. But what we say, there's another tradition that some people will be familiar with, and the problem is never geography. You can't move away from yourself, is what we say in this other tradition. Now, for you, right now, I'm not sure that the problem is you. I think that you've got other situations that go on in your life that's kind of tip the balance in ways that aren't benefiting you necessarily. So that's maybe where the legal stuff comes in, where you're going to have to talk to a lawyer or some kind of a consultant, someone who's way smarter than I am about these things in terms of the law. But overall, Keisha, what I really see here is I see this transformation, and I'm going to go back. Usually I really focus on the major arcana cards when they come up, but I'm going to go back to this Ten of Pentacles. This Ten of Pentacles means a fullness of transition, and it's about your physical life. So absolutely, yes, I do see a move in your the potential for a move in your future, either moving away from someone or someone moving away from you. And that's just an intuitive hit. That's not necessarily coming out of the cards here.
Right.
But I get this idea that there's going to be this change in your life. Difficult to go through, complex in a way. You're going to have the help that you need. You've got to go find it. They're not going to come looking for you. This is not the Lone Ranger coming to rescue you, right? This is you doing due diligence on all of this stuff. But in the end of the process, Keisha, in the end of the process, I just see it as hitting that release. Oh, wow, it's a relief. It's all done. It's all over with. And now we can get on with life, okay?
Right.
And just for fun, Keisha, I know we're at our time limit here. Okay, I just pulled another card for you. We got the Knight of Wands. The Knight of Wands comes up, and that is a man in motion. That is a human being in motion. And it's all about your personal energy in this regard. So you need to make the decisions. You need to start to be proactive and we say, use that word proactive very specifically, because a lot of times we say don't react, proact. So that's you taking charge of the situation. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Good. Thank you so much. You have a great day. Yes. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Keisha. Have a great night. And our next caller is coming from Lucy. Lucy, you are on the air with Tarot Jeff, and your time starts right now.
Hi, Garrett. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff, Lucy. How are you?
I have my question. You are one of the best readers I've ever heard.
Thank you very much, Lucy.
So,
let's see what we can do for you tonight. Go ahead.
My question is what did the card say about love for me?
About love, okay. Well, the very first thing, I got to tell you, tonight the Pentacles rule. They just seem to be coming up in every reading. The Pentacles are about your physical self. So a lot of times I say it's about your possessions, about your car, your house, your job, things like that. But it's really about you. It's about your physical body. And so the very first thing that comes up for you is the Two of Pentacles. Now, twos, this is duality. This is balancing. This is trying to find out how far things go one way and how far things go the other way. It can also be about two people. And so the balancing of two individuals is what I'm seeing here for you. But the funny thing about this is I almost think I see three people in this situation. You in the middle trying to balance two other people, okay? Now, I want you to be a little bit careful with this, okay, Lucy? Because when you have a choice to make, the pressure to be indecisive can be really, really high. And so I see this as a kind of an interesting situation for you, in that there's two people that maybe are very different, that are either coming into your life or just arrived. This is you're just starting to see them in a very specific way. Now, your second card is a major arcana, and it's the three in the major. It's the third card in the major arcana. It's the Empress. Wow, this is great, because this is the ruling authority. This is motherhood. This is nurturing through discipline. So, what's going to happen here is people are going to be looking to you to nurture them, in a way. And you're going to be able to do that. But if you're looking for romance, you don't want to be somebody's mommy. Okay? Does that make sense the way I say that? All right?
Yes.
So your natural inclination is to be the Empress and to be in charge of the empire, as it were. But you really want to be careful, and this is where the Two of Pentacles comes in for you personally. You really want to be careful not to be mothering anybody, but to be equal partners with someone. And that's hard for a strong person like you to do. Because if you're strong, why wouldn't you take the lead? So you need to find someone who is equal in your strengths, or someone who balances you in your strengths. Okay? Now this is a real important, this is a real critical thing for you to understand about yourself. Because I don't know that you really think of yourself as strong. And I'm not talking about strong will. I'm talking about strength of character here. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, your third card tonight is this, the Ace of Cups. Aces represent beginnings, potential. Cups represents your heart, your emotions. And so your question is, there romance in your future? Ace of Cups comes up, yes. The answer is yes, there is. And with all of those other factors that I just talked about, watch where you step. You're on a little bit of a tightrope with what's going to happen. It can be a lot of fun. Don't play too many games with anybody. Just have some fun for yourself. Maintain your own personal balance. Understand your own strength in this regard, okay? And look for somebody who's going to balance you out, because they're out there. All right?
Okay.
Okay, my friend.
There we go, Lucy. Thanks for your call tonight. And keep us posted. And our next call is Dee. Dee, welcome back to the show. And you are live with Tarot Jeff.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Dee.
My question is, I just want a general, whatever the cards see for me.
Whatever
I don't have a question.
You don't have a question. Everybody's got a question, Dee. Here we go, Dee. Here's what you get. Because if you don't have a question, the cards are just going to tell you something. All right. So you are, and if I remember right, you're a very smart person. And what happens sometimes is cards represent you by suit, and so you have three of the same suit. You have swords all the way across the board, and swords represents your brain. Your how you think, your intelligence, and the ability to make decisions, I think, is a big part of your life. I think you have a great ability to make decisions. I don't think you get to exercise that as much as you should be able to exercise that. I think probably you should be in charge of things a little bit more, and people should listen to your decisions. But that notwithstanding, here's your cards. You have the eight, you have the three, and you have the six of swords. Eights represent, eights are nice. They're growth, they're expansion, they're the opportunity for to make priorities, to make a list of what you want in your life. And a lot of times I'm all about getting out of the brain and getting into the heart and asking, what's your heart's desire? Make the list from your heart. In your case, I'm going to say, no, we want you to start to be logical about things. Ask yourself, what do I need? What don't I need? And start to act in a manner of logic in your life, in what you want in your physical life. So this could help in terms of finances, in terms of banking, in terms of all kinds of legal things, legal documents, property ownership, things like that. And I think that by making that list, by starting to make that list now, where you're a little bit stable right now, I mean, you have some stability, you can launch yourself into something much, much better. You've been kind of going through life, I don't want to say blindfolded, but you've sort of been voluntarily shackled, let's say. You've sort of voluntarily allowed yourself to be controlled by other people. And now is really the time in your life to stop that, to start to move forward. Now, your second card is the Three of Swords. It's actually a picture of three swords piercing one heart. This is why I'd like to see you make some lists, why I want you to prioritize, because you have these ideas, but they're going in three different directions, and it's breaking your heart, because you're, and this is where your indecision kind of happens. It's not so much that you're not decisive, it's that there's three separate things that you want, and they're not necessarily compatible. You can't do all three of them at once. Make that list of priorities, okay, and decide which one you want to do first, all right? At that point in time, once you get that underway, then you can begin to do another thing, and then you can begin to do a third thing, but you've got to do them in some kind of a sequence, and there is definitely a sequence there. That's what the Three of Swords represents in this situation. Your final card is the Six of Swords. Six is peace, reconciliation, restabilization. Now, what might happen here, D, is this. All of this logic, all of this decision-making may throw you off balance a little bit, but ultimately it's going to lead you to a situation where you're a happier camper than what you have been in the past. Now, ultimately what I would like to see is as you go through this, you start to get to where your heart wants to be. What's your heart's desire? But I don't see that yet. I don't see that in these cards yet. And except that I see hints of it, I see shadows of it, I see the potential for it in the future, the potential for really emotional happiness as well as physical, mental happiness. Okay? So that's what I got for you.
Yes.
All right?
That's very accurate. Thank you.
Okay.
There we go. Thank you, Dee. Appreciate you calling back. Always good to hear from you. And let's see. Our next caller is Kimberly. Kimberly, you are live with Tarot Jeff. Your time starts now. Welcome.
Hi. How are you, Jeff?
I'm good, Kimberly. How are you tonight?
Good.
Good. So what's going on in your head tonight? What's going on in your heart?
Well, what's going on in my heart is really about my son. He's a teenager. He's a junior in high school.
Okay.
And he hasn't made any new friends yet, and then he had an issue with a teacher today. And I just want to know if things are going to get better for him.
Yeah. Okay, so this is interesting because, and what I'm going to do, and Garrett, I'm going to tell you right off, I'm going to take a little bit extra time with Kimberly here.
You bet.
Here's what I did originally. I pulled some cards for Kimberly. But then, really, this is a reading about her son. So I pulled some cards about her son as well. And this is a very interesting situation because, and I'm going to go with your son first, Kimberly, and maybe I'll get back to the cards about you as we go through this. But what I see is I see a very strong person coming up here, a very strong man who's growing up, who's just kind of feeling his power, but doesn't really have a place to express it at this moment in time. So the King of Swords is what comes up for him. And actually, it's swords all the way across the board for your son. What can we have your son's first name, please?
Yes, it's Micah, M-I-C-A-H.
Okay, Micah. Micah, it's a good name. Here's what Micah's up against. He's a bright guy, and he has a lot of knowledge about certain things. What sometimes happens, though, is that's not always appreciated by people. And, you know, and it's a little bit ironic because you would think that people would want other people to be smart, but they don't. They want them to be in line. They want them to be obedient. They want them to not cause trouble, to not ask questions that they don't have answers to. And so that's kind of what I'm seeing here with Micah, is that King of Swords comes up, the Three of Swords comes up, and then the Two of Swords comes up. Now, with that Two of Swords, I see him seeking balance and probably finding it, but it's really tough to find balance in your own head when you've got all of these other voices outside of your head.
Right.
Teachers and counselors and frankly, Kimberly, frankly, family members like mom who are in all good intention giving good advice, but Mike is smart. And he knows what he wants to know. So it's not like you can tell him anything. Even if you can, he's got to process it through his own head. Now, here's what I see about you. The very first card that comes up is the High Priestess card, and that's a very, very powerful card. It's a very spiritual individual, a very loving person who knows the law, who knows the universe, who knows how things work. And that also becomes very difficult because you have the high priestess and then you have the king of swords. And that's not necessarily a compatible energy. So you and your son are not necessarily naturally compatible in in how your energies go. Now,
right.
But what it is if you guys can find a way to balance things out, you can be extremely powerful together as a unit, or extremely powerful people going in two different directions, because you have this base to come back to where you recharge each other rather than drain each other. Now,
right.
The second card that came up for you was the Queen of Pentacles. Again, what a powerful person you must be. And so I'm enjoying this reading because I recognize that I talk to a lot of people. And again, we are getting some really, really strong readings tonight, and I'm very happy about that. Your third card to come up is the Six of Cups. The Six of Cups is the one that's kind of go along with the Two of Swords. So your card, the Six of Cups, Micah's card, the Two of Swords. The Six of Cups is about balance, peace, finding some restabilization. It's two people, actually children in a garden, and one of them is a little bit older, and he's handing what I always interpret as his sister some flowers. So they're getting along. In the future, they're getting along. And I see that happening. What you need to do is you kind of need to let Michael understand that you get him, that you get you don't necessarily agree with his process, but that's okay. It's his process. And as long as he's not out there blowing things up or ripping the world up, he's going to be okay. Okay. And if you had a confrontation with a teacher, oh my goodness, that was my entire high school life. and I did okay because occasionally you get that teacher who gets it, who understands. Now there's a lot going on in the school system today that makes it difficult for the kids who are very creative, who are very strong, who are very passionate about themselves, to be themselves. And so Mike is going to face it. And you got some issues coming up here, my friend. But don't despair about them, okay? Don't get too heavy about it. And don't get too heavy about him. Just say, make sure he understands that whatever choices he makes, there's consequences. The universe does not deal. This is something I tell a lot of people. The universe does not deal in punishment and reward. It only deals in consequences. If you do something that brings you good consequences, wow, why not keep doing that? If you're doing something that brings you poor consequences that don't feed you, grow you, nourish you, then don't do that anymore. And that's how things go. That's how we balance ourselves. And you can only balance one person in this life, and that's yourself. So Mike has got to learn that. He's at that point in time. You got to, at some point in time, Kimberly, you have to let him fall. You got to let him make his mistakes and suffer the consequences if in fact he has to suffer consequences. Okay?
Okay.
All right, my friend.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Kimberly. Have a great night.
Thank you.
And our next call is coming from Tanisha. Tanisha, welcome to the show. Your time with Tarot Jeff starts now.
Hi. Hi,
Tanisha.
Calling. I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
I was just calling to see, what do you see for relationship or companionship for me?
Well, Tanisha, here's what I see. And I'm going to just blurt this right out. Because you got the Death card to begin with. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to die or anybody else is going to die. It's a major arcana, and it's one of the most feared cards in the whole tarot deck. But to be honest with you, I kind of like it. Kind of like the Death card when it comes up, because it represents an irrevocable change. Now, ask me your question one more time.
Basically, what do you see for relationship or companionship?
Okay, so now, irrevocable change is what I see. That's what this card talks about. And you're looking if you're looking for some stability right now, you're going to have to understand that you're looking in the wrong place, and you've got to change pretty much everything. If you're going to, if you want balanced companionship, if you want forward progress on your personal heart and your personal desires. Now, that may mean that you have to change. It may mean that somebody else has to change. But what I really see here is I don't see anybody that's around you being the person that's going to be there for you strongly for the rest of your life. So that's what I see when I see that death card come up. There's going to be a big change in your life. And so, and again, it's not about people dying. It's just about the things going away, things not going to, never going to be the same, not coming back. Now, your second card, Tanisha, is this, the Six of Wands. And we've had this one come up before tonight, and I like this card. Wands is about your personal energy. Wands is about peace, restabilization. It's about movement. So for you, in both these cards, the Death card and the Six of Wands, what we have is a white horse, somebody riding a white horse, and that horse is in motion. It's moving. And so I'm kind of, I don't know that I see you necessarily moving, you know, like changing your address, but it might not be a bad thing to consider. It might not be a bad thing to start to think about where do you want to live. Now, ultimately, this is going to be a really, really good thing for you. The third card that comes up is the Empress. And again, we've had her come up before, too, speaking. And that Empress is the ruling authority. It's nurturing through discipline. It's a very, very satisfied, powerful woman. And so, again, I see this for you. I see you becoming powerful because of these changes. Where you're at now, your power is sort of being suppressed. And where you're going to come into your power. And it's not that you're going to be the boss. Not that you're going to be the ruling queen. You're not going to rule with a stick. It's going to be a nurturing environment that you create. And that's what I see. So this is, again, very, very powerful readings tonight. And this is a very, very strong reading for you as well, okay? So as you see that change begin in your life, don't resist it. Embrace it. And try to guide it a little bit. You're the one riding that horse, all right?
All right.
Okay, Tanisha, thank you very much for your call. Wish you luck. Keep us posted on what's going on. And our next call of the night is coming from Lisa. Lisa, you are live with Tarot Jeff, and your time starts now. Go ahead, please.
Hello. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I was just good, thanks. I was just wondering, do you see a romantic partner coming in my life anytime soon?
Well, let me tell you what I see here. Your very first card is the Four of Cups. Let me tell you what the picture is on the Four of Cups. It's a young man sitting underneath a tree, and he's staring at three empty cups. And he's got his arms crossed. He looks a little bit peeved. He looks like he's missing something. And the way the picture is painted, there's a little cloud and a hand coming out of the cloud with a fourth cup, handing it to him. Cups represent your heart, your emotions. And so when you're asking, is there something in the head in terms of romance for yourself, I would say yes, coming out of a clear blue sky. Coming out of left field. Coming out from a direction that you may not even expect. And you may even be looking at three people that you thought might be romantic partners, but I think there's somebody completely different. Somebody completely different coming out of a clear blue sky. Now, your second card is the Two of Wands. Wands are your energy, your personal, the amount of energy you invest in things. This is interesting because it also, the twos represent a balancing of finding the balance between two things. So I think pretty easily you can kind of knock out some of the expectations from some of the people that are involved, but you may find yourself down to two people, the person that comes out of the clear blue sky and a person that maybe you've got some investment in, somebody that you've been holding on to for a little bit, but this other person may be more stable, maybe not as exciting as you thought, but maybe will be better for you in the long run in terms of their stability. So you balancing your energy by attaching yourself to this newer person, it may not be the most exciting person in the world, but it may be better for you, all right? Now, your final card is the Nine of Pentacles. Pentacles represents you, your physical self, everything about you is physical. Nines represent conclusion, fulfillment. What was begun is now finishing. And so you're coming to the end of a cycle with people, is what this card is saying to me. And I'm gonna say that as this new person approaches, and again, we talk about this as if it's a done deal. This is all energy. This is all malleable. This person may be on their way. Things can happen. I don't want you to start to, you know, just go places that you've never been before and sit next to people, right?
Yeah, okay. No, I won't
Are
do that.
Are you the one? Are you the one? Okay. Don't just walk
right,
next to
I won't
you
do that.
So it's going to be, it'll happen very naturally, very organically. If it's going to happen, it's just going to be organic.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to keep us posted. Keep us posted on this because this is a really, really interesting reading and the energy about this is very, very strong for you.
Great.
Again, three-card reading, 5 minutes, three cards. It's really hard to get too many details going on here, but the details that we have is somebody out of the clear blue sky, somebody who's stable, maybe not as exciting as the other people you've been around, and then you concluding a cycle of life and moving into a different cycle of life, okay?
Oh, wow, that's great. Okay, I will keep you posted.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Lisa. Have a great night. We're going to try to sneak in two more callers for the night, and our next caller is going to be coming from Candace. Candace, welcome to the show. You are live with Sarah Jeff.
Hi.
Oh,
how are you doing, Sarah
Jeff?
I'm great. I think everybody wants to know about their love life, including myself.
Including you. All right. Well, Candace, let's talk about your love life. Are you coming off a really, really bad relationship here? Something that was kind of
that's interesting. I 4 years ago.
Okay.
Right. Fair relationship, yeah.
Yeah, you got the Tower card, and anytime we're talking about the Tower card and relationships, we're really talking about something that was kind of destructive, something that really messed you up, and And it's been a long-lasting mess-up. It's affected you, your trust, your ability to structure your life. You've been trying to rebuild for a period of time, and you've been somewhat successful, but you don't always trust what's happening around you at this point in time, right? Is that kind of how? So what we want you to do is we want you to understand that the past, history is not destiny, is what we say about this. So your history, it's not your destiny. And just because something's happened in the past doesn't mean it's going to happen in the future. People, there's patterns to life, and we fall into these same patterns. But if you can use what happened as an awareness indicator, in other words, right, you say, okay, well, I see the signs, this guy's similar, this person is similar to the last person, so I'm not going to do that with them.
Yes.
But then you have to ask yourself, well, what about me is still the same, that I'm attracting that same person or that I'm attracted to that person? And this is what your second card is all about. The Two of Pentacles comes up, and it's about you finding your balance. You not being involved in these passive-aggressive relationships, okay? Because you don't need that. You don't need that. You need and you deserve a balanced relationship, Candace. Okay?
Exactly.
Now, so So the third card that comes up is the King of Cups. And I think this is kind of the key card for you because you're asking me about the future. What you need is someone who's strong, a masculine person, but also someone who is in charge of their emotions, who understands themselves emotionally, who understands your emotions at the same time. And that's what Cups represents, is emotion, the heart, feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So the King of Cups comes up, and so this is a very, very good potential for you to find that strong but emotionally sound individual. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about emotions, this is not an emotional guy, a guy who cries all the time or something like that. This is a guy who's balanced, who can cry at the right moment. You know, he may watch Dirty Harry movies, the Clint Eastwood Dirty Harry movies, but he also watches Bridges of Madison County, right? So
yeah.
he can feel, and he's comfortable within that realm of emotion. So that's
yeah.
what we're looking for you. And I think that's a very, very strong probability. I'm even going to go with probability rather than possibility of the situation, okay? But kind of remember that you've got to examine yourself. Where in your life does that passive-aggressive nature still exist? And balance that out in yourself as well, okay?
Yes, and that's the thing I've been, I've had to, you know, basically say, well, I'm not taking this. I'm not going to deal with a lot of stuff that I've dealt with in the past. And yet that trust thing does come up, and I guess it's my protective mode. I'm trying to be, not have that wall up, but at times it do come up. And
oh, yeah.
I feel that it's a good thing because I won't both do the same thing that I won't do.
Right.
And by doing that, I mean, I know it's not a good thing, but in the same sense, it is a good thing. Obviously,
yeah.
It happened for a reason. Happened for me,
well,
so I wouldn't be able to. I'm sorry?
And don't worry about what the reason was. Just move on. And like you say, when you catch yourself doing it, look, the defensiveness, that's a natural thing.
Yeah.
We have these natural defenses,
yeah.
And then it comes up. So, all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Good luck with that.
Candace, good luck to you. We wish
okay.
you the best. And we're going to sneak in one last caller from Orange County tonight. We have Karen calling. Karen, welcome to the show. You are live with Tarot Jeff for a quick question.
Okay, thanks. Hi, Jeff. It's Karen.
Hi, Karen.
So
what's going on
here? Let's see. So I thought this was a good day to call in.
Mm-hmm.
The quick question is, where is the energy flowing for me? Kind of where should I focus my energies for the rest of this year?
For the rest of the year? Okay.
Yeah, this year.
Well, this is a really nice, this is nice. What I see here is no big changes, no big shifts are necessary for you. The Four of Wands comes up, so your personal energy seems pretty strong, pretty balanced. The Page of Pentacles comes up, so you're still kind of learning about physical things, about yourself, about who you are now, not who you've been in the past. Forget the past, Karen. Just say whatever was. Forgive yourself if that's necessary. Accept what happened. The rest of the year is kind of about shifting your perspective away from the past and turning in a different direction. Now, so that Four of Wands is nice because it represents that you do have a kind of a balanced, square place to start from. So you can kind of push off from where you're at. It's steady enough. And that Page of Pentacles comes up. You're going to learn more about yourself. You're going to kind of look for messages to come to you, knowledge
mm-hmm.
to come to you about who you are now. Really, really interesting because there's going to be a lot of subtle changes here is what I see for you. The third card that comes up is the Two of Swords. The Two of Swords, there's a woman, a blindfolded woman, sitting on a bench holding two swords at opposite angles, and she's sitting at the edge of the water and with her back to the water. So she's got her back to the emotions, and she's balancing her thoughts. So what I would say, Karen, is for the rest of the year, and maybe even on through into January and maybe even on into February a little bit, I'm going to kind of recommend that you pull yourself into yourself a little bit.
Okay.
Not necessarily be a hermit, not necessarily be a nun or a monk, but just pull yourself in, keep your thoughts to yourself a little bit, and then as things settle down around you, because what I said is you've got too many voices in your head.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And right now, I'm one of them, okay? So asking advice is a good thing sometimes, but at a certain point in time, stop asking for advice and start to say, all right, this is what I think. Or
checking inside.
Yeah, and just ask yourself again and again, what do I think? Is that really my thought? Or is that my fourth grade teacher repeating something to me from 20, 30 years ago? Is that my priest? Is that my lawyer? Is that my is that the stranger that said something rude to me on the bus 10 years ago? Ask yourself
very
those
good.
Questions. When those thoughts come up, just say, is that really my thought? And I think that that's really where the things are going to start to shift and balance for you as you begin to do this consciousness practice, consciousness of thought practice. And
I like that.
I would recommend for the life of me, I can't think of it. Pay attention to the Facebook page, and I'll think of it in a little bit, and we'll post this on the Facebook page for everybody, because there's good consciousness training available, and it's easy, ladies and gentlemen. It's really, really easy to do. So that's what I got for you, that, Karen. Does that work for you?
Well, thanks, Jeff.
There we go, Karen. And just a little side note that Karen doesn't know right now, but we're going to wish Karen a happy birthday this evening and many, many, many more to come. So there we go for Karen. Jeff, it's come to that time once again that the show has so quickly come to a close. Do we have any last words of wisdom, or do we want to pull that last card for the night?
It just goes so fast, doesn't it, Karen?
It always
does.
Amazing.
It's just amazing. All right, our final card for the night is the Five of Swords. And fives represent change. Swords represent the mind. And I'd like everybody to change their mind tonight, change their mind this week. Whatever you're thinking about, just like we talked about with Karen, ask yourself that question. Is this really my thought? Let me change the way I think about things. Let me move my brain in a different way. And that's what we got. Because we need to change, the world needs to change how they think about things. We got to let stuff go, the stuff from the past, let it go, and move forward to the stuff in the future. All right?
That's great words of advice. Sometimes it's really hard to do, but that is a great word of wisdom to share with everybody tonight.
It can be extremely difficult, but we need to try. We need to make the
effort. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. All right.
Well, Jeff, on behalf of all the listeners and myself, have a happy Halloween. Thank you for being here tonight. We can't wait to have you back next week. Just a little roadmap for everybody who's still listening tonight. We've got Ginger Button with ACN on the show tomorrow night, Raynell Williams Thursday night, and an early Friday day dance party with Irish singer Yelpy at the very beginning of the show at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're coming to you early so I can go out on Halloween. 1 p.m. with Yelpy, and we're going to have Halloween hits for about an hour and a half after Yelpy is on. So if you want to make a request or listen in live, we are live on Friday from 1 to 3 Pacific Standard Time. Cannot wait to have you there. Everybody else, have a great night. Don't drive distracted, and we'll see you live tomorrow.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.